Yeah, that'd be a good idea. I have a couple of them also, and when my wife and the girls go rafting, they usually take one, and I'll wait on the other side for them, and they'll let me know, make sure they're okay, and how close they are. So I'll be Alpha and she'll be Bravo, and we usually keep in touch like that, Good radios to have.
Oh, that sounds like a perfect use. Okay, I'm gonna try messing with this other radio. They're two different kinds, and one of them's easy to set up, and the other one I'm not as familiar with. So I'll see if I can play with that and figure it out, and maybe I'll send that with them then. So thanks for getting back to me for the radio check, and I will I'll just leave this one listening while I work on the other one. So WS. DB839.
Okay, 39. Yeah, like you're Alpha and your son could be Bravo, and everything is totally legal on GMRS.
Perfect. Yeah, he just started to tackle the FCC website to get his own and ordered a couple of radios for himself. I said, you better get started on that process. Maybe you'll have it figured out by the time you get your radios, but he ran out of time. He needed to get ready to go so he can work on he'll work on that later. But yeah, we'll use the Alpha and Bravo for today.
Sounds good, sounds good. 73s. WRMR 573, and I'll be watching football like 439 and monitoring.
All right, WSDB839 monitoring.
Eight three nine from 602, if you have a minute.
Hey, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you're aware, but we have these repeaters are linked throughout Southern Oregon. So depending on where your son's going, you guys might want to check out OregonGMRS.org and be familiar with the footprints of each repeater, because you could get out of the area and actually use another repeater that would be better coverage in that area. Also, he doesn't necessarily need his own license, because if he's your son, he's covered by your license. Your whole family can use one license, which is really cool. And then the last thing I ask is check out Oregon GMRS and check out the rules. We try not to use phonetics or any ham Q codes lingo like 73s. We try and keep it real simple so that it's not intimidating for anybody new or somebody that's even been around for a while. But enjoy, and glad you found us.
Awesome. Well, thanks for the welcome. I found this on mygmrs.com, but I'll take a look at the one you mentioned. Also, I think he's not going very far away. We're in Grants Pass, and he's just gonna be probably. I don't think he's going more than 5 or 10 miles away. Like I say, I got one radio set up. I'm going to see if I can get the second one set up before he's ready to go. I'll start with one repeater, and maybe branch out from there if I have luck with that. And yeah, I'll take a look at that at site, and I'll try to get him spooled up on the rules and the etiquette. And myself as well. So, thanks again for the welcome. WS, DB839.
Not a problem, 839. Enjoy, and hope your son had a good time poking around the woods. WRCD 602.